Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's look at the Dolphins here for a second. Mike McDaniel on the hot seat, like the hot seat.
I would think it's scorching hot right now. The Dolphins are an organization. Stephen Ross is an owner that has not been afraid to, you know, fire the coach in season. Joe Philbin, Tony Sperano immediately come to mind. There probably may have been others as well. I think Mike McDaniel is, and Chris Greer, frankly, are fortunate. We're a little lucky to survive the offseason. I think there was a case to be made that the team had kind of run its course after 3 years and that McDaniel's message was kind of falling flat in the locker room. We'll see if running it back this year with a lot of the same guys, they can have different results. Obviously, I think Tua's health is going to be a huge part of it. They've got to keep him healthy for 17 games. We're close to it, and obviously that's been the big struggle for him. But, yeah, I got to think that if – I mean, kind of all the, like, analysts and people you talk to around the league, right now Miami's just putting out bad vibes and is not an organization that people have a lot of faith is going in the right direction heading into 2025. And so I think Mike McDaniel has a lot of work to do to kind of – stem the flow of where this thing's headed and get some positive momentum again for the Dolphins.
And Ben, last year, Tua goes down, which he's only played one full season since he's been in the NFL. And then we have Tyler Huntley, and then we have Boyle, and we have Skylar Thompson. And you could tell they couldn't run the offense. They were averaging like 12 points a game when Tua was out. Where is our quarterback room now? Because you knew the situation you had. You go into the offseason. We signed Zach Wilson and we draft Quinn Ewers. Was that, did Chris Greer do any justice to Mike McDaniel with this quarterback room we have now?
Well, I'll say this. I think Chris Greer is kind of putting his job on the line with his choices at backup quarterback. In selecting Zach Wilson, that's a big move for the Dolphins, backup quarterback, because as you all know, Tua misses games almost every year. It seems like the Dolphins targeted Zach Wilson. That was the guy that they wanted to be their backup. He's got talent. I mean, you can see it like in warmups and sometimes with his play. Zach Wilson's got a live arm. He's got some good athleticism. He's got talent, but he's obviously not really been able to put it together in two spots so far. Two teams have kind of given up on him. It wasn't much of a market for Zach Wilson. I can't sit here and tell you it's a bad decision. Maybe the light bulb clicks on for him and, you know, he's a good spot starter for the Dolphins this year. But I got to think that if he doesn't pan out, that that's a big strike against Chris Greer when weighing whether to keep him for another year as general manager, when you know that the backup quarterback is a huge position on the Dolphins and you didn't go out and get someone that's a little more certain than Zach Wilson is right now.
Hey, Ben, even if everything, I'm taking the most optimistic approach here to the Dolphins season. Everything works out in terms of injuries, right? Like Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb stay healthy. The Dolphins offensive line looks improved. Tua plays 17 games. This team,
undefeated,
healthy, at their best. Your gut feeling, can they even, again, all those things are true. Can they compete with the best teams in the AFC, the Ravens, the Chiefs, all those teams?
Well, I think best case scenario, the Dolphins, yeah, like Tua has a great bounce back season. Tyreek Hill goes for 1,500, like all that again. I think 11-6, a spot in the playoffs, a top 10 offense, all that's on the table. But I still think that's the ceiling. I mean, same as it was the last couple of years. Mike McDaniel's teams have not been very tough in December and January. They've not been able to beat good teams. So, you know, that's a lot that they've got to prove they can overcome. And I just don't see them, this iteration of the team, getting over those humps. So, yeah, best case scenario, they're a playoff team, but that is asking for a lot to go right this year.
Very early seedings in the AFC East, according to Ben Volen at the Boston Globe. Seed the AFC East.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going one Buffalo Bills. That's probably the easiest one. I'm going to go two Patriots. I think the Patriots will make a jump to eight or nine wins. I think that'll be enough. I'm going three New York Jets. And the reason I hesitated for number two, I actually think the Jets could be number two this year. I like what the Jets are building right now. They've got three first-round picks on their offensive line. You know, Justin Fields and Tyrod Taylor are their quarterbacks. So, obviously, very much a run-first offense, you know, deep stable of running backs. They've got a very talented defense. They locked up Sauce Gardner and Garrett Wilson. I like that Aaron Glenn is operating very quietly with no hoopla whatsoever. The Jets, you know, after the last few years, I think they want no drama, no attention. No one's paying attention to the Jets. No one has any expectations for them. They play defense, run the ball, and don't make too many dumb mistakes. I could see the Jets being like a 7 or 8 win team and just being a team that no one wants to play this year. And then fourth, I'm going the Dolphins. I just think this thing's about to implode. And you know, it seems like McDaniel's lost the locker room. When you have, who is the player who admitted that the team was like lying last year when they said they were all in and they weren't really giving their best effort? I mean, that's not a good sign for the coach and his grip on the locker room. So I think the Dolphins are probably going to implode this year, and it's probably not going to be a fun season down in Miami.
Hey, Ben, and this is a big – I just thought of it because you said – you talked about McDaniel. This is a bigger question. You know, I know we have a couple minutes left. Like that player-coach thing, because I have this conversation a lot where, like, Dan Campbell's a butt wipe. Bill Belichick was a butt wipe. Bill Parcells was a butt wipe. Like, Nick Saban, I played for him. Like, he didn't want to be your friend. Do your damn job. Then there's those nicer coaches. Like, can you think of one of those nicer player-friendly – Hey, fellas, you take over the locker room. We'll do the planning, and this will work out. People always bring up Pete Carroll. I don't think Pete Carroll was like that. I think Pete Carroll was energetic with the media, but I think Pete Carroll was still an almost, quote-unquote, do-your-job guy. Can you think of any of those nice, pleasant player coaches that have worked out and been successful?
I mean, I think Dan Campbell kind of qualifies as that. His players love him, and – you know, it's not because he's like, you know, it's because he's kind of a meathead a little bit, but the players love Dan Campbell. And I see some of that in Mike Vrabel, too. I mean, Vrabel jumps in the middle of the ring when he's, you know, in the middle of offensive line, defensive line drills and throws on the blocking pad and gets into it with the guys. And, you know, I just think players respect a coach who they know has their back. And whether you're a hard ass or whether, you know, you're a soft coach, like, Do you have the players' backs? And Belichick, you know, mostly did. Sometimes he didn't. But so I, you know, with Mike McDaniel, I just think discipline has been the big problem with the Dolphins, and I think that shows itself in those cold weather games and in those games against the really tough opponents. So I don't know if it's about, you know, having a ping pong table in the locker room just as much as McDaniel maybe doesn't have a solid grip on the discipline of the team.
He's got to get rid of the hoodie. He's doing this thing every year where he wears the hoodie in the 100-degree training camp heat and on the sideline. You know, he's standing outside. He's wearing a hoodie. It hasn't worked. This reminds me of Al Golden with the tie. You know, at some point, lose the tie. Not working. It's not working. You're cutesy with it. It's not working. He needs to go out there looking like Dan Campbell. Mike McDaniel needs to have, you know, the shorts that just grip onto the thighs. And then, you know, like whatever, a T-shirt or something over that. He's got to get rid of the capri pants and the hoodies during 100-degree training camp.
But Hulk, you'll have to gain 120 pounds of muscle.
No, just get shorter, like smaller shorts. Shop in the Husky section. They still have a Husky section? All right, Ben Volen, read his work in the Boston Globe, follow him on Twitter, and we'll talk to you throughout the football season. It's fun to have it back. Thank you, as always, Ben.
Always a pleasure, boys. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.